There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Off and running here on a Tuesday. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard with you live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Hello, good morning. A lot to get into in the next 3 hours. Out of the gates, Pauly. We're just going to get right into what we watched last night with the Monday night doubleheader, the Bills taking apart the Titans, and the Eagles looking like that against the Vikings. I don't think I've ever seen Jalen Hurts play like that in my entire life. So we have that to get into. We have a quarterback controversy maybe with Tennessee, and this Bills team now with the power rating is just, I mean, if they navigate the schedule with how good they were again last night, think about this. They have taken apart the Super Bowl champs and the one seed in the AFC a year ago. And they're not even close games. They should have beaten the Rams by 30 points, right? They should have scored 45 in that game with if you eliminate the turnovers. Here's how the schedule goes. At Miami, at Baltimore, Pittsburgh at home, at KC, the bye week, then Green Bay. If they get by this schedule, and it is not easy, obviously, but if they're 5-1 or 6-0 going into that break, as we talked about in the preseason, What are some of the numbers we're talking about here with the Bills? I mean, that number before the season started was 4 at home to Green Bay. Could they be 7?
Yeah.
They probably could be.
Yeah, as we discussed before the season, that the schedule was front-loaded, and the what-if scenario, if they get off to a hot start, they'll be tested now coming up with 3 of the next 4 on the road. But you were throwing out, after they ambushed the Rams, you were throwing out look-ahead lines. I was laughing at them. Like, Jets and some of the, I mean, that the line didn't significantly move early on against Tennessee, and we thought Tennessee was going to have a bad year. Everything you said, I mean, they didn't play well against the Rams with the turnovers. You don't have Davis. They struggled a little bit in short yardage last night. Still no problem, 41-7. So
is that going to be a problem this
scary.
Year?
Mitch
Morse goes down last night, the center. It looked a little wobbly there after that.
Well, stop with the shotgun, please, on 3rd and short. That'd be one thing. I don't
care for that. You know, this was a thing under Brian Daboll, too, where they just said, and I loved it. They're like, why do we have to run the football? Why? We don't have to. I can just throw it every single down.
Yeah.
And they pretty much did.
Maybe sometimes too much of that, but
it could be.
But again, how this guy's done a 180 here and maybe the best quarterback in the NFL. It's incredible what Allen has become and what he's doing. But that's going to be the one seed. Very important, though, because of the weather and also the rabid fan base. That's going to be important. It's the same thing with the Eagles, which we'll get to coming up. But who knows? There's no telling because how high these spreads get.
Again, that number, if you go back to the Friday after they defeated the Rams, we were kicking around those numbers that you brought up, right? And I said, Paulie, what do you make the number at the Jets? You said, I think 13.5. I'm like, that's probably where it should be. It was it was 7.5 at the time.
Yeah.
I mean, that you can kiss that adios. Uh-huh. That's obviously going to be a bye-bye. But look at some of these games, though. I mean, all of a sudden, like that Bills-Lions game on Thanksgiving, what do you put a total on that, 58?
Yeah, you know, Lions can't stop anybody.
No, absolutely. And they're going to be able to get their points as well.
Uh-huh.
So that was just, I mean, we are, I think, before the season started, you have a guy like Chris Andrews, who's been doing this for a long, long time over at the South Point, and he tweeted out, he cannot recall a team ever being as low as plus 375 before the season started to win the Super Bowl. That's what they were offering at the South Point because people just kept betting it, right? They could get into, I mean, 2007 Patriots territory is a far-fetched idea because they eventually were laying 21, 24 points in their games. But that's the kind of team that they might get in that neighborhood anyway. Now look at this now. They were 4.5 against Miami on the early number. They're already 6.
Now think about that. After what Tua just did, 400 some yards, 6 touchdowns, and Hill goes off along with Waddle, and they're on the road, and they're laying 6.
And Miami did that in Baltimore.
That's right. Right. And the flip side is disaster in Tennessee. I mean, this is just, you had to worry about Tannehill after the 3 interception performance in the playoffs and then seeking help, professional help with a shrink. I mean, this is, that pick 6, what are you doing? But their offense, and you can't get Henry going. Great job by Buffalo to shut him down. But losing Brown, and you can't trust Burks, and then they put Willis in there too. I mean, number one, this division's a mess. That's the only thing saving Tennessee right now. But now this is a huge game Sunday against the Raiders. Because you lose this, then they got that kooky schedule where they play Indianapolis 2 times in 3 weeks.
I hate that.
So that'll decide their fate as well. But who knows when they make a quarterback change. But this Tannehill was just pathetic again. 100 yards. I mean, look at the yards. They had 187 yards, and they're getting blown out. Can't move it in crunch time.
No.
Blowout time.
That's always a bad sign, right?
Sure it is.
Okay, so, yeah, who's the best team in that division right now? Is it Jacksonville?
Yeah, it might be.
I mean, things can change, obviously. But I think 8 and 9 can get that done in that division. There's a chance where that's a realistic possibility.
Yeah, and maybe Denver figures their issues out, but certainly Houston, to go there and have a chance to win. Houston will get better offensively, but they blew a 17-point lead late against Indy, and then they were right there with the Broncos, too.
Sure. So, and I'm looking at their overall schedule again. I mean, let's be honest here, folks. They're going to go from the 1 seed last year in the AFC to dropping off and, you know, very good chance of missing the playoffs in that conference this year. Why do you not go to Willis?
No, okay, but when though? How bad does it have to get? Because you're still going to be in the. You figure to still be in the race because the division is so bad.
Well, I got news for you. They can be 0-5 going into the bye.
Yes, they could. Yeah, because after the Raiders, it's Indy at Indy, Washington, and then Indy again. My God, then they have more road games coming up.
Well, because if they go, let's say they stick with Tannehill, and there's no point because Tannehill's never going to lead you anywhere here. After the bye week, they play Indy at home, at Houston, at KC. If they lose 2 out of those 3 games, and they get Denver at Green Bay. You're going to have to put Willis in there at some point, very soon, middle of the season. And here's another point to this. Of the teams that took these quarterbacks like in the 3rd round, obviously the Titans are one of them with Malik Willis, the Falcons with Desmond Ridder. At some point this year, if you're going to be really bad, we need to see if these quarterbacks can play, and here's the reason why. You can take any, pull up any mock draft right now, and you're going to see 4 or 5 quarterbacks going in the 1st round, and these quarterbacks are thought of on a totally different level than the quarterbacks that came out last year, right?
Yep.
So if you spent 3rd-round draft capital on a quarterback last year, but you're in the top 5, top 7, you're looking at Stroud, Young, Levis, maybe Richardson, and those quarterbacks are going to be going bye-bye right away. And again, if this tier is like right here in 2022, the other tier in 2023 is way up here expectations.
Good point. The coaching staff's not doing them any favors either. This Vrabel-Downing tandem that they have with bizarre play calling and not helping them out. The other thing is, what do I stop with the Bills? They don't even have Davis. Okay, I'll spread you out. I'll send Diggs deep. I have Knox in a crossing route, a shallow route. I can send him over the middle. I have Crowder, too. I can dump it off to McKenzie. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, Allen's a linebacker. He can just take off and run and stiff arm a linebacker and get him out of the way, too.
Yeah.
And they can run design runs for Allen as well. I mean, what do I stop? That's without Davis. I mean, you put Davis in there, And you see why they're so good offensively.
I think that we can have a conversation about the MVP at some point, where it's going to be, well, what do you think about Tua with 469 yards and six touchdowns? What do you think about Mahomes? How about Herbert? Other quarterbacks, and it's going to be like, well, Josh Allen's going to be on a 15-2 team. I'm throwing out huge numbers now on purpose. And he's going to have, you know, 4,800 yards, and he's going to count for 53 touchdowns.
Yeah, I
passing
know.
On the ground.
It probably comes down to record, because everyone's going to put up sick numbers. But I'll tell you, as I said before the season, look at this Eagle team and look at the schedule. And now Hurts plays like that. He's 17 of 20 for 250 passing and 50 yards rushing at halftime. If they're the one seed and they can win 13, 14 games, they're $1.60 to win the division. I can't believe it. I mean, that guy was awesome last night. But you just see that. And that Shane Steichen, of all people, used to be the quarterback here at UNLV. I mean, between Steichen and Sirianni and what they're running, that's another one. What do I take away? Great offensive line. The game plan by the Vikings defensively. I mean, you're inviting them to run.
They allowed every single big play in that game.
Oh, God. The short, deep, wide open, piece of cake. The dump offs to Goddard. Pick, cover up, try to stop something. But I can dump it off to Goddard. I have Brown over the middle. I can go Watkins deep. I design runs for Hurts. Sanders is a good back. I mean, they suddenly, helping him out, having the same system, and surrounding him with weapons, that looked like a great offense last night.
I will say that if Irv Smith doesn't drop that second touchdown.
Oh, that's a big drop.
That's going to be 21-14. And also, yep. If Justin Jefferson runs the correct route
right
in the end zone,
yep.
That doesn't get picked off by Slay.
Yep.
So
bad job.
I can't believe I'm saying this, because it did not appear to be a close game if you were watching it the entire time with your own eyeballs. But that's a totally different game if a couple of different plays happen.
Yep.
Now, I don't know if the Vikings were ever going to get any stops when it mattered most, but that's Kirk Cousins on Monday Night Football, now 2-10 overall.
What was that? Every time Gannon brought pressure, just throw off his back foot and throw it up for grabs.
He did.
Looked like a rookie out there.
Up for grabs the entire time.
What is he doing? Terrible. 2-10 Monday Night Football. You can't even count them. Two of the wins are against the Bears. I mean, come on.
And they were lousy. And
that's
called a good defensive game plan and how you try to attack shutting down somebody like Jefferson, unlike what Green Bay did in week one.
Right, right. Good job, Patricia, too. You think Detroit could use Slay? Patricia didn't think he was elite.
That's right.
Why are you working out with Sherman and Talib? Told him. And Slay's like, I have to get out of here.
Sure.
I hate this guy.
And Slay, he hears it the entire time. And he watched the film. He's like, I'm not going to let Jefferson do this to me tonight.
Oh, incredible.
And he was pissed off. He had an edge last night. But I've never seen Hurts play like that in his entire life. And I like Jalen Hurts. I've never seen that before from him. He was phenomenal last night.
Well, hey, they had week one, too. I know Detroit has a bad defense. That's a good test Sunday. They go to Washington and win. And we'll do it coming up later on. I mean, this schedule's a joke for Philly.
And I got some other news for you. Like, there's a good chance the Vikings are still, like, this is week two we're talking about. The Vikings are going to have games and stretches where they look really good this year. And the Eagles said, not in our house.
Yep.
Not tonight.
Great performance.
They
Great
were
game plan.
Excellent.
Offense and defense. Great game plan.
Yep. Kick off the football season with Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is your go-to sportsbook for every line, boost, and special. Lace up for week three with Bet Rivers Parlay Insurance and Touchdown Insurance that they offer every single Sunday all season long. Build the parlay of at least four legs, and if it loses, get your stake back as a free bet up to $25. Wager on any player to score the first touchdown on Sunday Night Football and get your money back as a free bet if they score at any time. Head to BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app. It's a whole new game. A 40-1 shot came in last night. We'll talk about it in win-lose. And Top 5 Tuesday, quarterback-coach combos we either want to bet on or stay away from right now. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, here we go. As Mitch mentioned, Diggs with the hat trick, 40-1 at Bet Rivers. Three touchdowns. Took it easy on him in the second half, too. Gilliam to score the first touchdown. 70-1. As high as 80.
Come on, we all had him, right?
How about that? That's crazy. Defensive or special teams touchdown, yes, plus 280. Tannehill with the pick six. Bills to win by more than 31 points. 20-1. Is that all? Well, yeah. I mean, that's also great at Bet Rivers. Bills and under. 7.5 up to 10. 51. Bet down to 47.5. 41-7. Hurts to score the first touchdown, 7-1. Hurts to score two touchdowns, plus 650. Watkins, anytime touchdown, 5-1. Goddard and Hurts both went over their props in the second quarter. I mean, that was easy, too. Again, Hurts had 250 passing at halftime. Eagles to win between 13 and 18 points at Bet Rivers, plus 650. Astros clinch. You know what we're doing today? Astros clinch the West for the fifth time in the last 6 years. They beat the Rays. Braves win. 10-1 last 11 against the Nats. Dodgers, 15-4 against the Giants. Best mark since 1899.
Wow.
How about that? I saw that Sunday after they won. Oh, God. And the Tigers surprised the Orioles, plus 175. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com. Our radio and podcast friends, good mix here. We got the little guy and the big guy. Let's go to River Falls. How close is that to where you're from? River Falls, Wisconsin.
Oh, that's right next to Minneapolis, actually.
Okay, we have the Hobbit. Live like a Hobbit. Look at that little house. Not bad on the inside, but it's just like Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit movies. You see the outside, how you want to live.
I'm kind of on board with that idea.
Okay, yeah. It goes for $315,000.
All right.
Not bad. And here's your big boy. I think this is where Bobby Axelrod lived in Billions. $250 million penthouse in New York City. Oh, look at that thing. Oh, man. Common charges and taxes, $74,000 a month.
Why not?
Look at that view, and look how big that thing is.
17,545 square feet.
Oh. Yeah, that's your big boy.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
You think, yeah. Axelrod, there you go. That is excellent. And how about this? I saw Harden at the game last night. Be the dog playing basketball, kids in the pool pad. You knock it down. There you go. Gives the dog the ball, hits it with his nose, nothing but net. Knock it down. One, lose some. Someone put, can you imagine this guy today? $385,000 on the Vikings plus the points.
Oh, boy. That was a rough one to watch.
Yeah, that is tough, right? That has got to be tough. And thanks to everyone who sent this in. Send in your tweets and videos. We'll put you on television. Going from New York City to Connecticut. I'm on the train. Look at this animal. Feet up, bare feet, right on the seat. There you go. Okay, make it. I'm sure you don't smell either. Yeah, that's bad. Hate to see that. One bad beat, the Rockies blew it in the ninth, and the Giants came back to win. Win some, lose some. presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Log in, get a 20% profit boost on MLB bets every Tuesday. Learn more, betrivers.com.
There was another 40-1 that came in last night. It was Aaron Jones.
Oh, that's right.
So we had two of them come in.
Yes,
it was
lead the league. Yep. Did you ever get into cereal?
I never did.
Oh, was it popular? It was groundbreaking. The podcast and Adnan, if I'm pronouncing his name right. But I listened to the podcast. There was also a special on HBO. The kid got out after 23 years.
Right. So that was, correct me if I'm wrong on this, isn't that like the biggest podcast of all time?
I believe so, yeah. And they did a great job. And they said, this guy was wrongfully convicted. I mean, he has to get out. And they just went through the whole case and all the facts. And people fell in love with it and couldn't get enough of it. And then they turned it into a show on HBO. And kid got out yesterday, overturned.
I think that's another reason. That's kind of the reason why podcasts were put on the map, too, if I'm not wrong on that.
Yeah.
Because it was so big and it blew up.
It was something.
Yep. It's kind of like Only Murders in the Building on Hulu.
Is it good?
It's good. It's definitely a good watch.
It yet. Okay.
But that's got to be what it's based on, obviously.
Yep. Okay. Top five Tuesday. Who do you trust here? I have trust issues with many people. I can count on you. That I'm sure of. But with these quarterback coaching combos here, and there were some good comments we'll get to about Tomlin in a second.
Right.
What do you I tell you, these guys are on my list. Sirianni, Steichen, and Hurts. I love what I'm watching with this offense. Remember, sure. 38 points in the third quarter against Detroit in week one. And then how good they looked last night, and then they just took the foot off the gas late in the game. But I trust that combo. I'm going to go with Harbaugh and Jackson in Baltimore. You know, they're aggressive. Sometimes it doesn't work out, but it wasn't their fault that they blew that game. It was the defense. I don't even have a top five because it's tough for me. McDaniel and Tua, I'm getting close, but I just put him on a list based on I have a lot of confidence in McDaniel. I think he's a genius, what he's done so far. Remember, coming into this season, Beckham had more 30-yard touchdown passes than Tua. And I did this last night. Maybe I regret it, but O'Connell.
No, I mean, it's one game.
He was so bad, though. I mean, come on.
Well, that's, again, it's a Monday Night Football spot for Kirk. He's 2-10 in primetime. Again, what, you think the Vikings are going to be terrible all of a sudden?
No, but that's...
Hey, of course not.
He's got a lot of games like that in him.
Oh, no, I know. But here's the thing. Like, we're not talking about this team winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not going to go that nuts, but can you bet on this team throughout the regular season in spots?
Yes.
They're on my list for sure.
Yeah.
Although it was very ugly last night for that team.
Well, you want to come back Sunday. They're laying 6 against Detroit. Yeah.
Yeah. That was, by the way, that was 8 yesterday. Yeah. Now 6 combos that I like right now for various reasons. Not to bet them every single week, but in spots, Dan Campbell and Jared Goff. What's not to like?
Wow.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, the way that this offense is operating after 2 weeks, the weapons that they have on that side of the ball, they're never out of these games.
Well, I think is it Ben Johnson? I like that. Dick Campbell not calling plays. I like that.
Yeah.
I like because Campbell, so too much run-oriented last year when he took over for Lynn.
No, they do play the Vikings this week, but I do have O'Connell and Cousins. Again, last night, it's one game. That will happen. We're not talking about all 17 games throughout the entire season. You have to trust McDaniel and Tua.
Yeah.
Although, again, this week, I mean, honorable mention, I have McDermott and Allen, and the reason why is because they're so obvious. But we're talking about game in and game out. Here's the thing. Can you lay 6 with the Bills on the road this week? In Miami. It's getting up there. But what if they win that game by, 20
Watch
points?
Watch out, right. Well, Miami could be reading their press clippings after what happened, right?
I also went for, under-the-radar teams here. They're not under the radar so much, but Shanahan and Garoppolo, now you can get on board with this team. By the way, they're, 9-1 to win the NFC. Eagles are 5-1 in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
What does that tell you?
Look at the record, though, again, when those two are together, Shanahan and Garoppolo.
Yeah. I also have Doug Peterson and Lawrence.
All right.
Honorable mention, you got to put Arthur Smith and Mariota because they're going to be catching a lot of points and they don't give up. They're in a lot of these games. Combos that I want nothing to do with right now. And this is fluid. It can obviously change. I could not back Hackett and Russell Wilson. Like, there's going to be a spot to buy low on this team for sure. It's not this week, in my opinion. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the entire world's wrong because that number is completely flipped now. But I want nothing to do with those two right now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
McDaniels and Carr. Oh, boy.
Really? Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. The luster is already gone.
Oh.
You sound surprised. You're a guy who doesn't even like... You dislike him more than me.
Oh, I can't. Carr is so overrated. It's sick.
Then why are you surprised?
Yeah. 2 games in. I don't know what happened in the second half Sunday. That was just...
They couldn't get a first down.
I know.
Brutal job. I actually might trust Matt Ryan more than Frank Reich at the moment, and that's not saying much.
Yep.
But that team now catching that many points against KC at home this week, and maybe it looks different because they're going to get all these guys back eventually. So this team, I mean, again, they were preseason picks to, and they were, what, minus 120 to win the division? Maybe higher than that?
Oh, yeah. I'm in trouble.
Yeah, Matt Rhule, I believe, is going to be the first coach fired. So that dude and Baker Mayfield, the way that's going right now, I've been on them twice. Well, I got the money in week one because I bet him +3 months ago against the Browns, but I was on him again against the Giants. No bueno. And then Kingsbury and Kyler Murray. I don't care. I mean, they came back. Good for them. It was a great performance by Murray. That's another guy, too. If he loses that game, it would have been a battle to Halloween. Who's going to get fired first, in my opinion, Kingsbury or Rhule?
I have Belichick with Mac Jones. And also, mainly it's Patricia. It's Patricia and Mac Jones, too.
I have an honorable mention.
Yep. Yeah, can't do it. I bet against them Sunday. I think the Ravens beat them. Tomlin and Trubisky. Now, Tom, they're so conservative. Trubisky's like, don't turn it over. Don't make a mistake. And it's messing with his head. And then Canada's play calling. So they asked Tomlin about Canada, and he goes, I'm gonna be patient with this. Well, you're running out of time here, too. And then with Chicago, they don't even throw the ball with Fields.
No, they had, what, 9 passes the other night?
So we talked about that in preseason, about, boy, this Eberflus is conservative. Man, they don't even throw the ball, what they're doing. So that's a dangerous combo. And again, I didn't like, especially in the playoff loss last year, and it carried over. Vrabel and Downing, they do a lot of weird stuff. Now, the short yardage stuff they have. You have Henry. Feed him.
Yes.
Bizarre play calling at times for Tennessee. I don't trust those guys either.
Yep. Coming up in about 35 minutes, by the way, I will run down some numbers that stick out after 2 weeks. My eyeballs almost popped out of my head when I saw the stuff with the Bears. A couple of nuggets on that team. I'm brutal, as bad as it gets. Up next, NFL and college line moves. Plenty of numbers have moved. Where is the overreaction? We'll talk about it coming up here in Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
You got to get VSiN Pro, full access to everything we do, daily picks, at a glance recap, all the plays made by host and guests, 24/7 video, season prep, including our weekly college and pro football matchup guides covering every game all season long, the pro tips updated every hour with actionable insights to up your betting game, get it through the Super Bowl for $175 or save 50% off the monthly price with an annual subscription and bet smarter all year long, VSiN.com/subscribe.
How about line moves here for week 3 in the NFL and where the numbers are sitting right now compared to what they were either on Sunday night or a look-ahead number? The Thursday night game is Cleveland at home to Pittsburgh. It opened up 3. They're now 5.5. This is going to 6 the way it appears because it's 5.5 at many books. Is this too big of a number now to be laying with the Browns?
Yeah, their defense stinks. And I think Pittsburgh's going to finally open it up. Because, you know, Tomlin has seen enough here. I mean, you can't win like this, what they're doing. The other thing is...
Can they open it up with Trubisky?
Yeah, well...
Is that a fair question, or is that too big of a shot?
I think he has weapons. Yeah, he's got a big arm.
Oh, I know he does.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you have to let it loose here and let it rip. See how the Browns respond, but the other thing is just how bad... Remember, that was Baker Mayfield in week one that got going in the second half. And how bad did they look against the Giants?
Yeah, I think...
Guess what? Clowney's hurt. So there's a lot of issues here with the Cleveland defense. So I wouldn't be so sure to just say, well, the Browns are going to win this game.
If this gets to 6 and it's heading that way, I could see definitely grabbing Pittsburgh in pocket at that point.
Yeah.
It's a big number. The Chiefs now.
It feels like 20-17 to me.
Yeah, I'll check that. We'll get into that in a second. Baltimore, I have this one from a game of the year perspective from a few weeks ago. I bet a -1.
It was pick, yeah.
Man, they're -3 at New England.
Yep.
That's still the same number now.
Yeah, as I said yesterday, I mean, I bet Baltimore. The Patriots won the game, but what did they do? They had 10 points till the fumble punt.
Well, I would ask you this. If you're going to bring that up about Trubisky going against the Brown secondary, should Mac Jones not be able to do a little bit of damage against the Ravens secondary?
Well, you would think. You'd hope. At least they got Aguilar going. But this, yeah. That's a good test, though. That's a good observation. If they can't get going against Baltimore, then you really sound the alarms.
Buffalo opened up 4.5 against Miami. Then that happened last night, and they destroyed Tennessee. They're up to 5.5 at most spots, trending to 6, and in fact, they've already touched 6 at one book.
I think there'll be a ton of points.
What would you need to bet Miami?
I guess 6 is fine.
So you take them plus 6?
Yeah. It's a tough game, though. Right? How long can Buffalo keep this up? It's essentially a bye, though, last night. I mean, the game's over in the third quarter. You get Davis back. But then I've got to see what McDaniel's made of here. Because now it's like, oh, my God, you guys are so great.
Oh, yeah.
What a performance. Tua throws for 6. First time he played well in his career. What I told you so. Calm down. Guy was awesome.
Yeah,
Let's relax here.
I want to see what that looks like against the Bills defense.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Now,
Do it again. This is Von Miller after the game last night talking about how Buffalo is going to manage expectations.
He just played a game. You know, whenever you start thinking about Super Bowls, man, it's like drinking from a fire hydrant, man. Like, you know, you just got to take it, you know, one play at a time. It's 17 weeks. And, you know, football is a humbling sport. You know, you're going to be met with adversity at some point, and we just keep preparing for that adversity. You know, whenever we're up, we keep saying to each other, like, don't blink, don't let our foot off the gas. Like, it's a killer instinct. It's a blood in the water instinct. And, you know, I don't know how it was before I got here, but now, like, we pedal to the metals. We have an attitude of domination. You know, we're not playing the game to just win the game. We're playing the game to dominate the game. And
well, it's a pretty strong comment, obviously, but, you know, here's the thing. Can even though they're professionals, it's very difficult to sustain that level of play over the course of an entire season.
Yeah. Well, you're getting White back, too, in a couple of weeks. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
No Davis. White's coming back, but 3 of the next 4 on the road and against good opponents. So it starts Sunday.
Bengals open up 6 at the Jets, down to 4.5. 5s are out there as well.
Yep. Can't protect Burrow. Season on the line, though.
That's in New York. Oh, season they dropped 0-3. And by the way, if the Jets win this game, this is going to be a total 180 from what we talked about. I'm going to throw it out there. If the Jets win this game and Flacco plays well, that's all I'm going to say.
No. He's still got to go with Wilson.
You got to bring him back no matter what?
Yeah.
And then you bring him back for one game and he's a complete mess. What do you do then?
You can't give up on him. It's the second pick in the draft.
But isn't this a situation where it's going to be, again...
Well, you thinking playoffs then?
Not a chance am I saying that.
Do you tell
Wilson, pump the brakes?
No, Flacco stinks.
We want to make sure you're 100%.
Flacco stinks.
You realize he's third in the league right now in passing yards?
Get it. Come on. It's all garbage time. Get out of here.
Saints opened up 2.5 at Carolina, getting to 3 now.
Now, where are the points coming from in this game? Who's scoring in this game? That's too high.
The defenses?
Well, with Winston, yeah. The other thing is this incredible run that the Saints have winning games on the road. Another huge game. Season on the line for Carolina. Rule's job on the line. I mean, it's just... If you go 0-4, 0-5, you just say that's it. Get out of here.
Yep, I would agree with that.
You have to. With what he's making, what they paid him?
Yep.
Yep.
Go back to the Big 12. Minnesota opened 8 at Detroit. They got pounded last night. That's down to 6 this morning.
Yeah, surprise. A total moved up, 50 up to 53.
Oh, that's no surprise.
They banged that total while we're on the air. I don't see Detroit getting stops all year long. I mean, they're going to be a fun team to watch, but I want to see how the Vikings respond. And I think they will. And I think the Vikings will be one of the heavy picks in Survivor, along with it's a tough week. Ooh, it's week 3. I can't wait to see the Survivor picks. Minnesota stands out, of course. Chargers, want to check Herbert's health. And then you got the Chiefs laying 7, but other than that, it's risky business.
This is so much a week-to-week league. The Vikings are not going to look like they did last night. Cousins is going to put up a lot of yards.
They'll make the adjustments. They'll light it up.
In fact, like the team total could easily go over in that game. KC opened 3 at Indy. Oh, boy.
Up to 7.
Bye-bye.
Yep. 52.5 down to 49. 49.5, too.
Now, Willie
Gay's got to get this fixed.
Willie Gay's out now for 4 weeks. He's better for the Chiefs linebacker there. I will tell you this.
Doesn't matter in this game.
If they get their receivers back, if they get Leonard back, I will take the Colts plus the 7. Because they had nobody last week. I get it. The offensive line has been in shambles. Matt Ryan has looked terrible so far. But this would be my buy very low on the Colts spot in this game. Let's see. Tennessee opened up pick against the Raiders. This is in Nashville. Raiders are favored by 2 on the road.
Yep. Loser of this game can pack their bags too. Yep.
Honestly, what I said about McDaniels and Carr earlier, they very well could be 2-0. I mean, they absolutely, bare minimum, should be 1-1. And they were in that game against the Chargers, and the Titans have been not good. Philly opened 3 out Washington, now 5 this morning.
Here's what I mentioned.
4.5. Check that. 4.5, yeah.
Yep. I keep playing on the Eagles. Look at this schedule. Their toughest games would be at Arizona and at Indy till they host Green Bay November 27th. This is nuts, this schedule. It's a cakewalk, what they have. Jacksonville, Arizona, Dallas, Pittsburgh, Houston, Washington, Indy, Green Bay, Tennessee, Giants, Chicago. Look, I mean, look at this thing. Their toughest game is probably road is at Indy. Would you say that? Would you agree?
Before the Green Bay game?
Yeah.
Before
the Green Bay game, their most difficult game is at Indy or at Arizona, whatever you want. Which you go, either one with how bad both teams are playing.
I mean, that is
stunning, that schedule.
After watching them play in 2 weeks, the preseason hype makes a lot of sense. It did anyway. The one seed's in play, potentially, in the NFC.
No doubt about it. $1.60 to win the division, $3.50 only to make the playoffs.
Who do you have as a better team right now, Philly or San Francisco?
Philly's the best team in the NFC.
I think so, huh?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Bears down at 2.5 this morning against Houston. I agree with that line move. I think that should be a pick 'em. The Chargers open up 9 against Jacksonville. They're down to 7, and that was the number on Sunday night as well.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay, how about this now? Tampa Bay opened 3-40. Uh-huh. Well, you saw 48, I saw 47.
Yeah.
Went to grab it and missed it by 20 seconds.
Yeah.
They're now down to 2.5. The total's 41 in the game.
7-point move on the total. As we said, Evans likely suspended, and he was.
I have this news for what it's worth. Let me share this. 20 minutes ago, the Buccaneers have signed former Bills and Cowboys receiver Cole Beasley to the practice squad.
All right.
So he could probably pick up 7 catches off the street.
Yeah, that's true.
In the game on Sunday.
All right.
Seattle and Atlanta. Seattle opened 3, now pretty much 2. Rams 4.5 at Arizona, now 4. And then look at the way this number has flipped. There was no doubt this was going to happen. Denver opened up 3 against San Francisco. Now the Niners are laying 1.5. Nobody is surprised by that.
Boy, is Jimmy going to make a lot of money. How the contract was structured?
Yep.
He gets $350 for every win? The guy can make, he's going to clean up?
Based on the incentives, he can make like $5.6 million just on that.
Right. Yeah.
So, but yeah, winning games, playing well. And the Monday night game, Giants-Cowboys. Giants were 4.5 before the Cowboys beat the Bengals. Now they're 2.5 and the total's 39.5. A lot of low totals again this week like we talked about yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the Giants are 2-0. I know the Cowboys had a good win. I still don't want this game on Monday Night Football.
That's every year.
It is every
year. It's like Bears-Packers or Vikings-Bears.
Yep.
It shouldn't be on primetime every year.
Yep. VSiN.com, senior editor and host, Matt Youmans will join the show coming up next. We'll find out some of his college bets that he likes at this point of the week and some NFL games as well. Is he actually going to be riding road favorites this week? We'll ask him coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Horse racing fans, First Bet wants to invite you to enter their free sweepstakes to win a trip to Santa Anita, October 6th through the 9th. The grand prize package includes airfare, hotel, tickets to the races, plus a $1,000 betting voucher from First Bet. You get to hang with Jeff Siegel as well. Head over to VSiN.com/horses to register. Great promotion. Get up there. Show them some love. VSiN.com/horses. Time to activate beast mode. Matt Eumanns joins us now. Great job, Matt, on the Friday night show. And how about Chuck Edel, who's the leader, 9-1 so far?
Yeah, the Circa Friday Football Invitational. Chuck Edel is, like you said, 9-1. 1-1 are his best bets. He did lose his best bet last week, but hey, man, you can't expect the guy to be perfect. Chris DeBear Felica, Steve Fezzik, and Randy McKay, all 7-3 and 2-0 on their best bets. Mm. And James Salinas, 7-3 and 1-1. And Jeff Whitelaw would be right there with him. He's at 6-4 and 1-1 on his best bets. But how about this? His best bet was the Raiders. How sickening is that to lose that Raiders play on Sunday?
Oh. Well, Matt, I mean, there were three games on Sunday that were just total gut punches. That was one of them, the Browns game, and then the other, I had the Ravens. I mean, they're 35-14.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. Those games were absolutely insane. I just, it seemed like the Raiders won that game, won and covered that game about five times.
Yep.
And somehow they found a way to lose it. I just watched the replay again tonight. I don't know. You know, it was 23-15, and the Raiders got a defensive stop on Kyler Murray. And there was a flag in the end zone for defensive holding. And they showed the replay. Where was the hold?
That's right.
That was a phantom foul. Nobody's talking about that flag. Where was the penalty?
Mickey Mouse. I know. Well, Lombardi brought it up yesterday. That was it. No one touched Ertz. It was like that call in the Saints game that extended the drive. Tampa was going to have to punt, and then it led to a touchdown. So this run here for Buffalo, biggest point differential in two games to start. Now they go to Miami, and they're feeling good about themselves, and the Bills up to 6. What do you think of this game Sunday?
Yeah, I almost made the 4 with the Bills yesterday, and I don't like to play road favorites in the NFL, but, I mean, the Ravens are very tempting this week against the Patriots, and the Bills are tempting, and now that the price is a little bit higher on the Bills. I wonder if sharp bettors are going to try to beat these Buffalo Bills every week, because the lines, the perception is the lines are inflated and the Bills are going to be laying high prices, and the sharps will come in on the dog in most of these Bills games. But at what point do you just say, hey, you know what, I'm going to call it quits. I don't want to get my head beat in by the Buffalo Bills. They've won, 22 consecutive games by double digits? The last 22 wins have all been by double digits.
What? Wow.
Yeah. It's insane.
Oh, my God.
Last night, I was on the Titans plus 10 and Eagles minus 2. And, I got my head caved in with the Titans, had no chance, stopped watching the game early in the third quarter. I will say this about the Eagles. I've been talking about this team since May. Jalen Hurts is a lot better than people think.
Yep.
This Eagles team is legit.
Yep. Totally agree. That's your one seed in the NFC. And the other thing is, I know Ross Tucker talked about it during a preseason game. First time since high school he's had the same offense 2 years in a row. Same system. So he looked phenomenal as well. So I'm with you on the Ravens, too. I mean, the Patriots won the game, but they didn't show me anything. And they had 10 points late till Gunner fumbled the punt.
No, you're right. Nobody wanted to win that game. I think the Steelers have found a way to lose it. So I'm still not that impressed by the Patriots. And you got to think the Ravens are going to be ticked off after blowing that big lead. The Ravens are a better team than the Patriots anyway. So I haven't made those plays yet, but, I mean, it's awfully tempting.
All right, little college. How about this nugget from Brad Powers? His database goes back to 1976. Tennessee's never been laying more than 7 against Florida. Well, it just happened. Tennessee's 11 against the Gators. What do you think of this game?
I think the number's too high. You know, I make my college lines every Saturday night before the circuit openers, and I made Tennessee in this game a 7-point favorite. So it's up to 11. I'm taking the 11. Actually, South Point's got 11.5, and I'm going to try to take that 11.5 at South Point here tonight. But Florida, how about this? 16-1 in the last 17 against Tennessee with 11 wins by double digits.
Jesus.
And Hendon Hooker has been lights out. He's been phenomenal, a quarterback for the Vols, even going back to last year, but he's 69% completion, 6 TDs, no picks this year. The thing that is a little bit confusing about this game, there was so much talk about Anthony Richardson, the Florida quarterback, after that upset of Utah. He's got some of the strangest statistics I've ever seen for a quarterback this early in the season, for a guy who's hyped. You know, he's got 0 TD passes, 3 tackles, and 4 interceptions.
Oh, wow.
But he does have 134 rush yards and 3 TDs. I think he topped 100 rushing yards against Utah. But the bottom line here is I think this number's getting away a little bit in a series that's been one-sided in Florida's favor, really, for the past couple decades.
Yeah, okay. Good call by you guys, too, before the season. I know you disagreed big time with the polls and thought Tennessee was a top 15, top 10 team as well. Listen, A&M won the game, but Miami was pathetic. Especially missed field goals, bad offensive play calling. A&M was begging to get beat in that game, and Miami couldn't take advantage. Now they're taking on Arkansas.
No, you're right. And I like Arkansas here. You got the much better quarterback with KJ Jefferson. He's got 70% completion, 770 yards, a 6-1 TD to INT ratio. Raheem Sanders is a big-time running back. I think a lot of people are probably a little bit scared by the Hogs and you know, how they had to struggle to beat Missouri State over the weekend and that comeback win. But really, if you look at A&M, this offense is so anemic. And I backed off my Miami play last week when Max Johnson was promoted at quarterback because I thought he was going to be a big step up from Haynes King. He wasn't really a big step up. I mean, he did help the offense a little bit because you can't stack the box so much. Max Johnson's a little bit better passer. But he was 10 for 20, 140 yards. Not that great. A&M was outgained by the Hurricanes 392 to 264. I played Arkansas in this game last year, and I'm playing the Hogs again. I took 2.5 with Arkansas.
We have a couple of common plays this week, Matt. I'm also on Florida plus the points and – look, I love this Washington Husky team. I've watched them play twice so far this year. Penix looks phenomenal, but you're right. We're betting numbers, not teams. 13 against Stanford in this spot. I think Stanford's actually pretty decent as well. Why did you take the Cardinal?
Yeah, Stanford's got a couple weeks off too since the LSU game, which I think could be a positive. Hopefully, that team's healthy and well prepared for this game. I made Washington a 7.5-point favorite again. Not saying that my numbers are always right on the money, but I've also got Stanford only 2 points worse than Michigan State. So you go back to last week, Michigan State's a 3-point dog at Washington, and Stanford's getting 13. So I think this line's a little bit out of whack. I do like Tanner McKee, E.J. Smith, the son of Emmitt Smith. I think they got a pretty good 1-2 punch there on offense. Stanford, I believe, is being underrated by a lot of people. And again, Washington – Kalen DeBoer was a great coaching hire. You know, he brings in Michael Penix, transfer from Indiana. He's already got over 1,000 yards passing at the 10-1 TD to INT ratio. So, yeah, there's a lot to like about Washington. I think Stanford, which, by the way, upset Washington the last time the Cardinal went to Seattle. I think Stanford's going to be live to win this game. So give me the 13 points.
Did you see a little excitement out of Derek Stevens that the Mexican pizza's back at Taco Bell?
You know, I talked to Derek over the weekend. I was with him quite a bit, but that didn't come up, and that's surprising. I'm going to bring that up on the Friday night show when he's in there with me because I've had a Mexican pizza every day since it's come back.
What about you guys? Huh? No, I have not had one every single day, Matt. No.
Well, Well, I would advise it because it's good and it's good for you. Yeah.
It's good for you. Yeah, I told you that sleep. Taco Bell got to go up your rankings, my friend, a little bit. How about the guys who showed up last week? They had this T-shirt on, the Matt Youmans fast food ranking T-shirt.
That was great.
That's a good-looking shirt. Yep. That's awesome.
I was stunned. I can't believe people actually wear that shirt in public. But, hey, that's great, man. Yeah. I hope it was a lucky shirt for him. Hey, I'm also playing. I'm taking Wisconsin Mitch in the 18. I don't think you're going to like that play necessarily. I don't think many people will, but again, to me, I think it's similar to the Notre Dame game where the numbers inflated, and I think the Badgers can take the air out of the ball with a running attack and keep that game within reach. So Wisconsin plus 18 is my last underdog tonight.
You can read Matt's content every day, every week at vsin.com, along with many others. It's great stuff pumping out throughout the entire football season. Matt, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Hey, you bet. Thanks.
Thank you.
The pro tip of the hour here on VSiN is the NFL. Reminder, the NFL is a week-to-week league. Do not overreact to teams that look great or awful in week two or pretty much early on in the season. Don't do that on a week-to-week basis. And that's our pro tip for the hour. We do one every single hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. And they're all available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sports and by show. Some very interesting numbers after 2 weeks in the NFL. Up next, also, forget about winning survivor pools. Do you know how difficult it is to simply advance? The alarming proof is coming up next.
BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. Your hometown sportsbook. Your hometown sportsbook. Your hometown.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled KALSHI, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.